Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 6th, 2013, and Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's on this morning's front page. Hazards of drone strikes face scrutiny. President urges Congress to act to stave off cuts. And S&P emails show alarm and gallows humor. In today's national headlines, voting flaws are widespread, a new study finds. Small town wins its standoff with a kidnapper. We get the latest from Midland City, Alabama. And from Denver, Colorado Democrats propose laws to reduce gun violence. In today's financial headlines, the Dow was up 99 points yesterday. The Nasdaq was up 40. Taking Dell private is a big test for its founder. Tested by mobile, Zynga aims to rebuild its network. And the FCC seeks ways to keep phones alive during a storm. There will be more business stories, more national and world news, too. A roundup from the sports page and New York Times columnist Mark Bittman. Now from the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top stories written from Sana'a, Yemen. Hazards of drone strikes face scrutiny. Last August, a 40-year-old cleric named Salem Ahmed bin Ali Jaber stood up to deliver a speech denouncing al-Qaeda in a village mosque in far eastern Yemen. It was a brave gesture, and it did not go unnoticed. 2 days later, three members of al-Qaeda came to the mosque in the village of Kashamir, saying they wanted to talk. Jaber agreed to meet them, bringing his cousin Walid Abdullah, a police officer. As they argued by a cluster of palm trees, a volley of remotely operated American missiles shot down from the night sky and incinerated them all. The killing of Jaber, the kind of leader crucial to American efforts to eradicate al-Qaeda, was a reminder of the hazards of the quasi-secret campaign of targeted killings through drone strikes that the United States is waging against suspected militants in Yemen, Pakistan, and Somalia. But the clandestine war will receive a rare moment of public scrutiny Thursday when its chief architect, John Brennan, the White House counterterrorism advisor, faces a Senate confirmation hearing as President Obama's nominee for CIA director. Brennan has served as the principal coordinator of a kill list of Qaeda operatives marked for death, overseeing drone strikes by the military and the CIA, and advising Obama on which strikes he should approve. He's probably had more power and influence than anyone in a comparable position in the last 20 years, said Daniel Benjamin, who recently stepped down as the State Department's top counterterrorism official and now teaches at Dartmouth. Brennan, a former CIA station chief in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, has taken a particular interest in Yemen, sounding early alarms within the administration about the threat developing there, working closely with neighboring Saudi Arabia to gain approval for a secret CIA drone base there that is used for American strikes. In recent years, both CIA and Pentagon counterterrorism officials have pressed for greater freedom to attack suspected militants, and colleagues say Brennan has often been a restraining voice. The strikes have killed a number of operatives, but they've also claimed civilians like Jaber and have raised a troubling question. Could the targeted campaign be creating more militants than it is killing? Brennan has defended the accuracy of the drone strikes, and the rate of civilian casualties has gone down considerably since the attacks began in Yemen in 2009. He has also dismissed criticism that the drone campaign has tarnished America's image in Yemen. In fact, Brennan said during his speech last year, we see the opposite. Our Yemeni partners are more eager to work with us. Christopher Swift, a researcher at Georgetown University who spent last summer in Yemen studying the reaction to the strikes, said Brennan's comments missed the broader impact. What Brennan said accurately reflected people in the security apparatus who he speaks to when he goes to Yemen, Swift said. It doesn't reflect the views of the man in the street, of young human rights activists, of the political opposition.